My name is Mario Gear, and my podcast, Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast, delves into the latest happenings in the automotive world. In our latest episode, we cover a diverse range of topics. GOP Senator advocates stiffer tariffs to curb China's impact on the U.S. auto markets, exploring the political landscape and its potential effects on the automotive industry. Automakers emphasize public acceptance for anti-drunken driving tech, unveiling insights into the crucial role of consumer awareness and acceptance in the implementation of anti-drunk driving technology. Elon Musk's meeting with Trump amid 2024 donation reports, a look into the intersection of technology, politics, and fundraising in the automotive realm. Japan's cutting-edge private racetrack unveiling the engineering marvels behind Japan's newest private racetrack, showcasing innovation in the automotive racing landscape. Then we have the debut of Porsche's most potent Taycan on March 11th, providing a sneak peek into the latest powerhouse from Porsche and its impact on the electric vehicle market. Tune in to the Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast for a comprehensive exploration of these captivating automotive stories. On to the show, our first story. In a bold move to protect the U.S. auto market, Senator Mark Rubio has proposed the Strengthening Tariff on Chinese Autos Act, seeking to sharply increase tariffs on Chinese vehicle imports by $20,000. Key points. Rubio argues that the flat tariff would ratify the advantage lower-cost Chinese autos currently enjoy, addressing concerns about unfair competition. Two, the senator emphasizes the need for such tariffs to protect the American auto manufacturing industry, pointing out the potential risk associated with state subsidies, subsidiaries, slave labor, and other practices contributing to the flooding of the market by China. Third point, the proposed bill's part of Rubio's strategy includes a $20,000 per vehicle tariff and a mandate that all vehicles adhere to U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Fourth, this continuous proposal unfolds amid raising tensions in the global automotive landscape, with Rubio aiming to close loopholes that currently diminish tariff effectiveness. Fifth, the Strengthening Tariff on Chinese Auto Act stands a significant leverage our legislative move, promising to reshape the dynamic of the international trade in the automotive sector. In a significant development, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is contemplating a mandate for anti-drunk driving technology in vehicles. Point one, the proposed mandate raises questions about its dependence on consumer acceptance, highlighting a pivotal role that public perception may play in its success. Point two, NHTSA's intention is to alert drivers' relationships with their vehicles by introducing a veto system that determines a driver's fitness to operate the vehicle. Point three, the potential mandate is seen as a transformative step, giving vehicles the authority to prevent individuals from driving under the influence. Point four, this move is part of NHTSA's broader effort to address drunk driving with the aim of enhancing road safety and reducing alcohol-related accidents. Point five, as part of the process, the agency is soliciting public opinions on its proposed anti-drunk driving tech, emphasizing a collaborative approach in shaping the future regulations. Point six, automakers could face the challenge of implementing this technology as the NHTSA moves towards setting new safety standards by November of 2024. Point seven, the potential mandate marks a significant step towards integrating advanced safety features into modern vehicles, aiming to reduce the toll of drunk driving on the road. Point eight, consumers' perceptions and the industry's response will play a crucial role in shaping the trajectory of this ambitious initiative by the NHTSA. Stay tuned as the NHTSA proposal unfolds, impacting the future landscape of automotive safety and technology. Now, my take on it is currently there are aftermarket companies right now that are selling systems that can be installed into current vehicles because of court-mandated DUI offenders. Now, giving it straight off the bat, you know, from the manufacturer, yes, I kind of agree with the system. It'd be something featured, but the problem is this current systems that are in place, it's a hit or miss on whether or not how well they're going to work. Because I've seen times where a person who hasn't touched a drink blows into those systems, you know, with the breathalyzer set up, and the car won't even start. So you have that aspect. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know enough about the system, but maybe they can set it up with a, you know, needle lancet like they do for testing your blood sugar, and they could develop a system that way where you get pricked on your finger and it samples your blood alcohol level, and if it, whatever, maybe that's one way. I don't know. But yeah, comment down below if this is something that you want to see become mandatory on new vehicle sales. On it, I understand the reasoning by it, but I know. Comment down below, guys. Let's move on to the next story, our third story. In a recent turn of events, Elon Musk, the billionaire entrepreneur and CEO of Tesla, has met with former President Donald Trump. Musk was part of a group of potential donors engaging with Trump, sparking speculations about his political contributions. Despite being one of the wealthiest individuals globally, Musk declared that he won't be financially supporting either Trump or President Joe Biden in the upcoming elections. The meeting with Trump is seen in the context of the former president's efforts to court influential donors for the 2024 campaign. Musk's decision not to contribute to political campaigns adds a notable chapter in his complex relationship with the political sphere. The Tesla CEO has been vocal about various issues from climate change to space exploration, often sharing his views on social media. Musk's influence extends beyond business, shaping public discourse and gathering attention for his unconventional approach to corporate leadership. As Musk navigates the intersections of business and politics, his interactions with political figures continues to captivate the public. The meeting raises questions about the evolving dynamics between prominent business figures and political leaders. Stay tuned for further developments as Musk's political involvement or lack thereof unfolds in the coming months. There we go. Yeah, at least he's, I could see at one point, yeah, him owning a social media platform, as well as being a billionaire with his automotive industry and the space exploration company, that him keeping a distance from anything politics is a good sign, as compared to, I think, Zuckerberg during the last election campaign, the 2020 campaign, spent over $400 million essentially to go against Trump. Don't take my word for it. Fact check me. But that was my understanding. So, yeah, you know, obviously big tech is obviously left-leaning and completely biased, but neither here nor there. All right, let's move on to our next story. In our next story, in a captivating development for automotive enthusiasts, Japan unveiled its newest private racetrack, a breathtaking feat of engineering. Nestled in the mountains of the Chiba Prefecture, just an hour from Tokyo, this track offers 22 challenging corners, creating a haven for gearheads. The Magargua Club, overlooking Mount Fuji and Tokyo Bay, realizes the dream of billionaire CEO, resulting in the Uber-exclusive driving paradise. Carved into the mountainous landscape, the track promises an exhilarating experience for those fortunate enough to access its windy paths. The track's strategic location and design makes it a haven for those seeking a blend of scenic beauty and high-speed excitement. Japan's commitment to automotive excellence is showcased in the meticulous planning and execution of this private race haven. The facility goes beyond racing, featuring additional amenities such as swimming pool, elevating it to a comprehensive leisure destination. The automotive enthusiasts worldwide are sure to marvel at the fusion of cutting-edge engineering and natural splendor in this automotive playground. The unveiling of the Magargua Club reinforces Japan's status as a hub for automotive innovation and luxury. Stay tuned for updates as this stunning private racetrack becomes the new benchmark for excellence driving experience. Cool. Let's go on to the next story. In a thrilling update for electric sports car enthusiasts, Porsche has teased the arrival of the most potent Taycan model set to debut on March 11th. The teaser signals the brand's commitment to pushing the boundaries of performance in electric vehicle landscape. Scheduled for a 2025 year model year, the Taycan is poised to receive an extensive upgrade, promising more power and innovation. In this development showcases Porsche's dedication to refining its electric offerings, ensuring they remain at the forefront of cutting-edge technology. With the countdown officially underway, automotive enthusiasts are eager to witness the unveiling of this hardcore Taycan variant. Porsche's reputation for crafting high-performance vehicles is set to evolve with the introduction of this anticipated Taycan model. The teaser has ignited speculation about the specific enhancements and features that will set this Taycan apart from its predecessors. As electric vehicles continue to dominate the automotive landscape, Porsche aims to assist in its leadership with this powerful and advanced Taycan iteration. Stay tuned for the March 11th debut, where the automotive world will get a glimpse of Porsche's latest innovation in the electric sports car realm. Excitement builds as Porsche enthusiasts and electric vehicle advocates eagerly anticipate the official reveal of the most potent Taycan to date. So what do you guys think about today's story? Comment down below on any of them. Sorry if it got a little, some of it got a little political, but they were news-related stories. Yeah, and if you guys don't want me to touch any of that type of stuff in the future, just let me know in the comments below, and I'll try to avoid them when if something of interest comes up that I'm tempted to talk about, and I'll just put it on the back burner and maybe create an individual dedicated video specifically for that. Going on, as obviously March 11th is approaching us real soon. Yeah, I'll do a poll if you guys want to participate in a live stream watch party for the Porsche debut of the Taycan on the 11th of March, and we'll see what happens. So thank you for making this far. Appreciate you watching this podcast. All of your views mean so much to me. Thank you. As I'm trying to get back into the groove of things, of uploading content, I'm feeling good about it right now. I'm now after this one is edited into the can, I'll be at least 1 week ahead of time of schedule from its release date. My schedule for uploading podcasts or releasing them is 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And so you can find me on all of the social media platforms you could think of, as well as your favorite podcast listening site from iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can actually find me there, as well as pretty much anywhere. Just type in Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast and we should pop up. And so thank you for making it this far, and we'll be seeing you pretty soon. So, let's see.